name of God, Abba, Ima, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Peace is my gift to you. There is no way to peace. A year ago in Raimondo Parish, I asked now retired Bishop Rhonda Cheney, what is missing in your church today? What is the key essential ingredient that you need for the nourishing of the church today? And he immediately said, strategic thinking. He said, in the days of apartheid, there was no way to survive without it. We had to be clear. We had to be focused as community. We had to be in this together. We had to know the direction in which we wanted to go. Strategic thinking. But it's dissipated. Kind of like maybe the church here. Right? That energy, unfocused, meandering, you know. Strategic thinking. However, there is no strategy for peace. None. A couple years ago, Ken came to me and said, I'd like to plant some plants and flowers. What do you think? And I said, okay. And now we have the peace gardens. And 20 years ago, some folks said, let's make jazz happen. And eventually the council said, okay. And we've had the most profound transformative evenings with jazz. 20 years. Profound peace. And the Farisanis were banished into exile and they ended up here. And some folks from peace said, shouldn't we help them? And others of us said, okay. And 30 years later, partnership and Hermano Miento have prompted the life of this congregation with an international view and understanding of what the gospel in the church is. And about 14 years ago, the Pacific Choir came to me and said, could we rehearse at Peace Church on Sunday evenings? And I said, okay. And at the concert last night, we can't even tell where we are. We're inside of a peace which the world cannot give. And now our church choir is partnered with the Vienna Boys Choir internationally. This is real. Where did that come from? You can't make up a strategy for that. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way. And that's what Jesus is telling us today. It is my peace that I give you, a peace which the world cannot give. Because this peace is dependent upon the Spirit. The Spirit of Christ is always at work and always on the move, creating, calling, enlightening, sanctifying, disturbing, stirring up, dancing in church. Thank you. Whew. We didn't take a vote as to whether we should let her dance today, did we? You see, and we're touched. That's how the Spirit is working with us, surprising, creating, on the move. Our in word today is proactive. Right? Proactive. Yeah. Yeah, which also means sometimes we sit still, don't we? Yeah, yeah. And part of it then is on the move. Creative, engaged people. That's the peace that the Spirit is stirring. Thich Nhat Hanh, the Zen Vietnamese Buddhist teacher of great repute, many in fact considered him a realized Buddha. He was a great friend of Thomas Merton. They met once for not even a whole day, and Merton, the great mystic contemplative, a monk, wrote for the public, "This man is more my brother than the men I live with here in the monastery." Take that in a little bit. This Buddhist is more what I'm about. Boom. Because there's a peace, there's a creative energy between us. And Martin Luther King nominated Thich Nhat Hanh the Nobel Peace Prize. That's way up there, isn't it? And Thich Nhat Hanh wrote a book called Peace is Every Step. And we've studied that book here at Peace at least three different times because it's so good. And he says there are three elements to the living of peace. The first is the personal, the grounded, the contemplative, prayerful, meditative, in nature, however it speaks to you, we all need a grounding in peace. The second is relational. Relationships, equally demanding when it comes to the making of peace, right? And the third is the social, political, cultural realm of peace. Thich Nhat Hanh grew up and lived in Vietnam during the Vietnam War and was advocating for peace in the middle of the Vietnam War. These three dimensions must be nourished. And of the latter one, the social political, Father Dan Berrigan said years ago, peace and peacemaking requires a soul. There's no peace without a soul and soulfulness. But war and war making has no center. It has no soul. It doesn't need that. It's just parts, like gears enmeshed and sent in a direction. What do you want me to trample? Destroy, eliminate, children, boom, 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 boom. Gaza, boom, 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 boom. Ukraine, Sudan, boom, boom, boom. America, and that's why we're shut down. We can't take it. There's no soul. It's just a machine destroying. We don't want to believe that. That can't happen here. War and war making sanction the taking of life. Peace and peacemaking sanction the giving of life. That's what the gospel is all about. Now, this is my body. This is my blood given, poured out, broken for you. That's what the church is. The body of Christ, given, open, broken for others. It requires a soul and soulfulness. There is no way to peace because we can't figure it out. But we can live it, yes, in the commitments and the choices that we make. There's no way to peace. But peace is the way. That we know. Did you all get a copy of this history of how we got to who we are? We're not going to read the whole thing. We're not. But this is your copy, and it's meant to stir more conversations about who we are. And let me just name or identify a couple of these. There it is at the top. The Spirit is on the move, creating with us. If we aren't proactive, we're not doing nothing. By the grace of God, the word was preached and sacraments administered all these years. That's the heart of the church, reminding us of, and through this meal, who we are and what we're about. The sanctuary is a place dedicated to light and sacred emptiness so that we can have more dancing. Right? Yeah, always being reconfigured. Why? Because we're being reconfigured. And the flow from the gardens, right? Creation, community, and the cosmic. That's the most essential thing. You must never forget, and it's a dance always on the move. I love that we've had baptisms with blessings from Zen Roshis, rabbis, imams, and Baha'i leaders with Sikh music. That's pretty ordinary here at Peace, I know. Yeah, we've been gifted all these friends, so many directions. And tucked away, it's kind of utterly appropriate here, is our Vishnu schist under the altar. You have to go looking for it among the flowers today. It's 3 billion years old. Kind of puts things in perspective, don't you think? What an ancient friend. 20 years ago, we were part of a 3-year study on the 9 vital Lutheran congregations on the West Coast. And at the conclusion, after 3 years of studying, the researcher said that he was baffled. Just couldn't figure it out, because in each of the other 8 congregations, there was always a focus. That's what really drove that congregation. For some, it was Sunday school. For some, it was coffee hour. For some, it maybe was a feeding ministry during the week. But it was always one thing around which the whole congregation just... And he said, I couldn't find it at Peace. I couldn't figure out where the center is. Until our friend, Phil Stanley, archaeologist, mythologist, former professor at San Francisco State, explained to him and said, it's because there are at least 13 different points of center at Peace. It's sparking in so many different directions. He'd never heard of such a thing. Just this week, it flashed for me that Peace is like lightning bugs in a summer evening. Now, you have to live on the other side of the Rockies. Have all of you seen lightning bugs? I mean, this is really important. Good. Good. And what's so beautiful? You don't know where they're coming from. They make the night better. They're utterly still, but pew, 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 pew. That's Peace. Can my daughter dance at the end of May? Okay. Whew. Huh? And we're touched. We're transformed. Yeah. Let's keep nurturing this. I was the first goy invited to the Renewal Rabbis annual retreat in Boulder, Colorado. They weren't sure. Rabbi Danitz said, I'd love you for you to come. I said, finally I can come. Yes, what can I do? And then Dan said, oh my God, we're letting a goy in here. What are we going to do? And so they went through the process and they figured it out. If a rabbi was advocating for your participation in their retreat, then it would be okay. And then we did workshops together, Dan and I, on interfaith. And the primary theme we spoke about was failures in interfaith. And rabbis came up and they wept after the presentation because they cared, but it failed so many times and it was going nowhere. Oh, And you know what I taught them? I suggested to Dan, we're thinking, what should I do with the whole group? And I said, you know, we have this Abba Ima Chikong Lord's Prayer. And Dan went, oh! He collapsed in a chair. He said, I really have to think about this. The heart of the Christian movement, that prayer, I'm teaching that to 150 rabbis. And finally Dan said, it'll be okay if you give everybody permission to walk out of the room before you start. You know, they have to have the option to opt out, right? And I did. Everyone stayed. Everyone participated. And afterwards, there were at least 20 rabbis, men and women, who came up to me in tears saying, thank you. Thank you. I've always wanted to pray that prayer, but I didn't have access to it. And now in this Qigong embodiment of the truth, it's mine. We've always known it's a Jewish prayer. Now it's ours too. There is no way to peace. There is no way to shalom. Shalom is the way. And a few of them said, you are tzaddik. You are tzaddik. And because I've studied Hebrew, I knew what that meant. You are righteous teacher. There's no way to shalom. Shalom's the way. Well, we have trained over 24 seminarians here at Peace over the years. They're spread out all over the country. Brenda became a bishop down in Los Angeles. Chris Sharon was inspired to write his dissertation about the relationship of worship and justice because of his work at Peace. He did that at Emory University. Then he went on to teach at Yale. Now he's being considered for the presidency of the LSTC Seminary in Chicago. Great things have happened, but this one is so cool. And I would keep it anonymous, but you'd figure it's John Brett, who started the first drag church for Lutherans in the country. Yeah, you heard me right. The first drag church in San Francisco. He got his training here. Can I get an amen? Well, where is that going? There is no way to peace. Peace is the way. Ay, ay, ay. Great theologians have spoken here. Stand Down with Homeless Vets was outstanding. And of course, Stefan and Maria were just here. We are so blessed, huh? Earthfest, see hope, see change. And I close with this last one that I put in here. A half a dozen times over all these years, utterly isolated incidents, when there have been guests, some are theologians, some are just passing through, people I've never seen again. It's just happened at least a half a dozen times where people have said to me after worshiping with us, peace is an oasis in the midst of a very, very dry desert. It's a gift to us, and there is no way to peace. Peace is the way. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding. Keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.